NBC on CW contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
I love you.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your funeral with you.
The city needs saving.
What? How are we going to do this little time?
That was Rip. This is John Constantine.
I'm from the future.
Because you can inspire me.
My name is Barry Allen.
Oh, doubtful, mate. You see, I am an accomplished warlock, an expert of the occult, and the master of exorcism.
You people become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
None of you will. Heroes. You're legends. You have failed this city.
What is up? Welcome. You are listening to DC on CW, the Flash Edition on Rain Man Digital. You can find us on demand through iTunes and Stitcher. Search DC on CW. When you get over there, leave us a review. It helps the show out a lot. We're also available on Spotify. Again, it helps the show out a lot, guys. As your show host, I am Ryan Denton, and in the studio with me today is Bobby D.
Hello, hello.
And Stephen Crouch.
What's up?
What is up, guys? What is up?
What is up?
What is up? Today, we'll be breaking down and discussing The Flash, Season 5, Episode 15, King Shark versus Gorilla Grodd. The team tries to test the cure on King Shark, and Gorilla Grodd interferes. And basically, Steve is going to be talking the whole time, because this is the episode that he's wanted for the last 3 years.
Forever.
So this is basically his episode. I'll just direct it. He'll be answering every question. Just kidding. But are we? Because you've been wanting this for how long now?
A long time. It was everything I could have hoped for and more, except for she didn't fuck the shark.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
So what do you feel about your boy getting cast in Suicide Squad 2?
My boy?
King yeah. Shark.
He is?
Yes.
Yeah. I figured you didn't know, and I wanted to break that to you. They have a weird cast going into Suicide Squad 2.
Yeah, James Gunn.
James Gunn's Suicide Squad 2. King Shark is one of them.
So I knew they weren't getting some of the people back. I heard
they recast.
Yeah, is he recast? I just
completely recast.
Idris
Elba.
Thank you.
Why?
You're welcome.
Why wouldn't you just not have him in it? Period. What? Anyways, well, that's cool. King Shark. I'm in. I'm all in.
What about Polka Dot Man?
Yeah, you about that?
I don't even know who that is.
He looks like a Twister board.
Seriously.
He does. He absolutely looks like a Twister board.
And that's his name?
Right Foot Green.
Yep.
Okay. I am familiar with this now that I see a picture.
Yeah, now you're like, oh my God, he looks like a Twister board.
What about Ratcatcher?
I'm in it. Where are you guys seeing all this?
It was announced today.
Ratcatcher, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah,
there's some pretty interesting.
I didn't see the news today. I'm behind. Wow.
I figured, and I didn't even think about it until I forgot you love King Shark.
I do. But in fairness, it's not like I loved him all that much before. It's just when this show brought him
in. Doesn't matter.
He's
your thing now.
It's called Bandwagon. You are now the King Shark expert.
Yeah. I'll be his donkey.
Now you have to read everything.
Yeah, I'll be his hype man. Yeah.
Get started.
Flavor Flav of Shark.
Flavor Flav.
Of King Shark here.
Sharky Shark. That was horrible. All right. Anyways, let's jump
good,
in.
Good try.
I tried, dude. I didn't know where to go with
A for
that
effort in this day and age.
Thank you. I got a trophy for that one.
Yep.
Sweet.
Participation
trophy.
Thank you for showing up, Ryan.
Yay. All right, let's jump into some news. First one we're going to talk about is the season finale dates have been announced for all the shows. Arrow is May 13th. Flash is May 14th. Supergirl, May 19th. And Legends, May 20th. So it looks like we're going to be done in that same week of May, which...
I mean, we only have, what, 7 left?
Yeah. So that means we're going to have some breaks, I would think.
Yeah, somewhere along the way.
Yeah, we have to have some breaks.
Just a couple lapses.
Yeah, I mean, probably what we have.
Well, it's going to be like Easter time, like we normally get.
Yeah, we get a break within those time frames. It's not a bad. That means it gives us a little bit more time. But
so that's the week before Memorial Day.
Yes, okay. The week before. Okay. So the next news that we have kind of sucks. No, it doesn't kind of suck. It really fucking sucks.
Oh.
Arrowverse shakeup. Arrow will end after next year, after 10 episodes of next season.
That leaves Flash at like the flag bearer for the Arrowverse.
That is correct. This sucks. As you guys know, we do DC on CW Flash Edition, but we also do Arrow Edition as well. And this is a bummer because that means that show will end as well. It's a bummer for us. We've been doing this for, 4 years now?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Arrow's the show that started it all. And for us to lose the show that started it all kind of was a bummer. We'll still do Flash. Obviously, we Flash got renewed, and I don't think we got a couple more seasons of that. I don't know. What does this mean for Flash? I mean, you have to think, even this episode, we had characters from Arrow show up. So this is... What is this going to mean for Barry and the team?
Do you think Diggle and some of those guys show up a lot more?
Maybe they do.
I think they have an opportunity to write them in. I hope. I'm just going to say it. I don't want to see Ollie die, but I also at the same time hope he does, because it would be a nice capstone to it.
See, maybe you send him off into the sunset because if you kill him.
Can't bring him back.
Yeah, I mean, you could bring him back onto Flash if Barry needs help or if
there's, goes back in time,
he goes
to
back in time. I mean, the thing is, you technically can't kill him because we know he's alive in 2046, right? With a robot arm. So unless they retcon that out somehow, which is possible with time travel and whatnot, but this is just it's a bummer. It actually is a really big bummer. You know, even watching Arrow this week, I was bummed out.
Are we going to see the full-on goatee? And
he was supposed to do it this season.
I know, and I wanted that in the Robin Hood hat, and I didn't get it.
You're not getting the Robin. It's never going to happen.
But I
He's not
it.
Putting the pansy Robin Hood hat on.
I am wearing booties.
I am wearing pansy red booties. I watched that movie the other day. I was really bummed out about this.
Well, you know what's going to be weird for me is when we get to the crossovers, because even though Arrow fell off, you know, as far as popularity wise, he was always the leader of the crossovers for me.
Yeah, absolutely. He's the leader of everyone.
And it's just like Flash has to take that mantle over.
Well, you just made me think of something, Bob. So they come back for 10 episodes in the fall, right? So that's when we get our Flashpoint crossover. Do you think Crisis, do you think that is the catalyst of how they make him leave?
They have to do it that way.
Crisis causes him to.
I mean, honestly, if the perfect thing, we know he has to make some kind of sacrifice based on the crossover this year, that would be the way I would go out.
It'd be beautiful.
The other thing I would do is, if we're really going to do a crisis and something happens, why not have a rebirth storyline to where Black Canary and Arrow get to go away together, and they eliminate the rest.
Everyone's happy.
Mm.
I mean, that's
because that's what Rebirth was. They for some reason don't understand why they know each other, and they end up getting back together.
Didn't Sherlock talk about that today? Well, he mentioned that in the episode today too as well. Mm-hmm. So that's an interesting theory, Bobby. That could be it.
Now we want Laurel Black Canary, right?
Yes.
Proper. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the way the show was supposed to go, but
yeah.
I mean, that's for an Arrow discussion. It's just weird to see how the shakeup is. But again, we will continue on.
We will soldier on, guys. Yes. We're not stopping by any means. But it just means that after 10 episodes next year, we'll be done with that show. So we'll still soldier on with Flash and Barry Allen and the Star Labs crew. But until then,
it's weird to think that we knew that there is only a certain time period for these shows.
Yep.
And you always wonder now if this is going to like stimulate Flash into kind of, let's get our shit together, let's go all out, and we know we're going to see some crazy reverse Flash shit next year, because you never know when you're going to be done.
Yep. All right, guys, that's going to do it for news. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about season 5, episode 15, King Shark versus Gorilla Grodd. But first, a quick break.
Against Supergirl. All right? Test run against Supergirl.
Are we just supposed to pretend like we don't hear him?
DC on CW. We'll be right back.
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man.
is the UK's second most common STI. The number of cases of the new antibiotic-resistant strain is slowly on the rise.
Yeah, I like how, like, we're being attacked by measles, polio, and now a super gonorrhea strain.
I'm not even gonna
try. How can we weaponize this and give it to AOC, Jenny McCarthy, and Kim Jong-un?
I will infect an entire nation. We will defeat North Korea by giving them gonorrhea.
Thomas, I think you're the perfect soldier. You're the, like, the STI Rambo. Because you like men and women, you could just
leave me behind enemy lines.
Yeah, we'll just drop you there with no condoms. I'm like, get to it.
You are our Captain America.
You're our gonorrhea soldier.
This mission, should I choose to accept it?
Our super gonorrhea soldier.
Jesus.
It's time to send in our super soldier, everybody. You guys remember Vietnam? Yeah. We're gonna do it all over again, but with gonorrhea this time. Send Thomas in. He needs air support over. Find all the loosest sluts in downtown Phoenix and bring them on board the airplane.
I'm going to need a bottle of Viagra, 6 cases of Gatorade.
What about
and a
the
headband.
Navy SEALs, sir? What about the Navy SEALs? No. We need Trixie, Cindy, and Lola from around the corner. Thomas is the general. He will lead the charge with the STI invasion. Sir, they don't have gonorrhea. Thomas!
Yeah.
We need you to go ahead and infect these ladies, soldiers! We have just found our inside man.
Mr. President, it would be my honor
to be inside men.
To do it all.
I gotta make sure you're fully prepared. Whip the deck out. I wanna make sure there's some discharge there. Come on. It's not gay. Let me touch it.
For more Rain Man, visit rainmanshow.com.
Holodeck 3 program is reinstated.
Open sesame!
The fall of communism and the dissolution of the Soviet Union. Yeah. And of course, DS9 using elements of the Cold War to continue that political thought and bring in the idea of occupation, which was also very closely related to the events that took place in the 80s with the Soviets and the Middle East. This is what Star Trek does and has always done so well. Even when you look at the original series, despite there being a growing trend to talk trash about its politics, the politics at that time were still progressive, though. So you can say all you want about the 60s version of the original series and how the politics, you know, are shameful at moments. But at that time, that social commentary was very, very progressive. We have just evolved more since then.
Yeah.
So Star Trek has always been about that.
Star Trek from the Holodeck, exclusively on Rain Man Digital.
End simulation.
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, RAINMAN, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her,
ooh,
and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity, and even blow you away. Plus,
free shipping!
Always sent in discreet packaging. Go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off, plus the 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code RAINMAN. Again, that's RAINMAN. Because without it,
no free stuff.
That's RAINMAN at adamandeve.com.
You're listening to Rain Man Digital's DC on CW.
All right, guys, we are back. In this segment, we're going to talk about Season 5, Episode 15. This one was directed by Steven Plaszynski. That's right. I got his name right. Guy has the worst name out of all the directors. Written by Eric Wallace and Lauren Certo. So let's just jump right into it. This was Steve's wet dream, I think.
It was. It really was.
How many times did you jizz watching this?
I was really excited.
He didn't believe me when I first sent this to him.
Yeah, when he told me it was going to happen, I didn't believe it.
You're like, bullshit. I'm like, that's the actual actor that voices the character.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't expect that they would even do it, and the fact that they did do it on such a big scale.
But you didn't answer my question.
What?
How many times did you jizz watching this?
Not enough.
Oh my God.
I want more.
I need more.
I would say I didn't. I was wet.
Nicole, give me some Gatorade. I need electrolytes. I've lost a lot of fluids. That was Steve watching this. Let's talk about the first thing we got to talk about is the CGI, right? I mean, I got to tell you guys, I said this earlier in the year. If they were going to do an episode like this, they had to save the budget. And clearly they saved the budget.
They scraped all their pennies together.
They clearly saved. This had to be the most expensive episode they've done.
I would argue, if not most expensive, clearly this season, it could have been maybe of all the seasons. There was
possibly
a
maybe
lot.
This is why Barry's been grounded so much this year.
He hasn't done a lot of burying, you know, being the Flash. I mean, that could make sense, Bob. I mean, it makes sense on a lot of levels. This was, I mean, dude, King Shark looked amazing. There was a couple scenes that just looked so freaking good.
The first about 60 to 90 seconds in particular was so good. I won't say it was Aquaman good.
Yeah.
But it was really, really, it wasn't Sharknado. Let's just put it that way. It was really good.
That would have had
that's to, a hell of that's a scale there, that, Steve.
A full scale DC movie compared to Sharknado.
Sharknado.
What the fuck?
I'm just
bottom
saying.
Of the barrel and the fucking so pinnacle of CGI. What the fuck are you talking about?
Because I just wanted to say it.
It was an Avatar.
Yeah. But that being said, after about 90 seconds, it started to go towards the Sharknado. It didn't hit Sharknado, but it definitely went down in quality.
Before the next episode that I'm on, can you draw me a scale so I can see where Sharknado
of Aquaman to Sharknado and what goes in the middle?
Rewatch this episode, okay, and just give me like a fucking chart so I know where
a
and what.
Chart?
A chart. Give me a chart of like when it gets close to Aquaman and when it gets close to Sharknado. I'm just curious. I'd like to see if I agree with your assessment there.
Okay.
And if it ever gets to Avatar, if it ever gets that portion, you just gotta let me know because I'm curious.
Okay.
That is the dumbest analogy I think you've ever.
I wanted to ground the reference material in an oceanic realm that people people would relate to because both are shark like.
It wasn't Free Willy.
It wasn't Megalodon. It wasn't the Meg, but it was totally. Oh my God, you are something else. Jesus Christ. I will say this for the CGI, a lot of times they make. The fight scenes are hard for them to do. Obviously, mm-hmm. static shots of the character standing there are easy. But when you have two CGI characters fighting, that makes it a really hard scene. And I think they nailed a lot of the Grodd versus King Shark. There was one part where Grodd throws him against the wall and then picks him up on top of it looked smooth.
Well, and you have two really opposite end of the spectrums where Grodd has all the hair,
the fur,
that hair that you have to simulate and all that. But then on the shark side of the fence, he has a very specific skin type that's like a shark skin.
If you've ever felt kind of shark skin, it's this weird texture. Like and when it's wet, it looks really particular.
Well, and that was the other thing. They added the fluid dynamics to everything because everything had to be wet. And then they added, even on top of that, lighting.
And it was raining, too, in that shot.
It
so.
Was raining, it was wet, and then you stick them outside in a city light environment. There's just a lot of rendering that has to go into that.
Well, think about the shots, clearly, of just King Shark, of him in the daytime. Remember, these characters are full CG, and typically when they do CG shots, even with XS or Flash running around, it's typically at nighttime, right?
You because can hide a lot
you
of
can
stuff.
Hide a lot at night. But the shots, even the shots with King Shark during the day, looked really, really good.
One scene that stuck out for me in particular was where he jumped in the water. Mm. And the water, you know, sometimes you would think that they would just throw a big object into the water and then composite his animation and make it seamless. This, they actually did the water. You can tell slightly, but the way that they blended the CG water splash into the normal lake water, it was pretty damn good.
Yeah, they nailed it with the CG in this. I mean, this was, even reading the title, you're like, okay, like how are they going to do this? But they, I think they truly did nail the CG on this, and especially the fight scenes too.
Yeah. And I think, and again, the reason we're bringing all this up, right, is this is a syndicated, or not syndicated yet, but a weekly television series. It's not a big budget Hollywood film where they spend months and months. They're doing this on the weekly.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, this is the way I relate it. I mean, like, look, think about the original Incredible Hulk TV show.
Loved it.
They had to buy, they had to get another guy that was Hulked out.
And they had to buy Lou Ferrigno.
They basically did buy Lou Ferrigno. You have to buy, that'll cost you $37.50, by the way, for using his name. They had to get another person to play the Hulked out person because they couldn't, there was no CG back then, right? So this is, think about where we've come on a weekly TV show to have two characters, one, a fucking 10-foot-tall shark man and a fucking 9-foot-tall gorilla that talks. I mean, and they're fighting each other, and you would legitimately watch it and go, this is actually looks pretty good. That's pretty mind-boggling.
Yeah, and his transformation.
The transformation scenes were sick.
Yeah, just fantastic.
I think another thing too that really impressed me is I'm not the shark, the king shark expert like you, Steve, because you're the expert now.
I'm the expert now.
You're the expert now. Dude, it's over. You are.
Oh, okay.
But the fact that they used legitimate real shark things, like hanging him upside down, put him in a form of stasis, like he was like unconscious. Because, you know, you see a lot of videos. I watch a lot of Animal Planet. I watch a lot of Blue Planet. All that those fucking documentaries are sick. The fact when people turn sharks upside down, they go to sleep, right?
Or go into a
comatose or whatever.
Yeah, they're rested. They're sedated.
Yeah, a sedated state.
Yeah.
So for the fact that they did that with King Shark was really cool. And the other fact that, and I had to look this up because I didn't know, but the fact that, sharks can't see, they can't differentiate color. So they're essentially colorblind. So the fact that he mentions that too as well is another cool aspect of what they did with King Shark. I'm glad we got a little bit more in depth with King Shark because as a character, I've always liked King Shark. You know, obviously, like I said, I'm not the expert like you, but I feel like this was a character that they needed to elaborate a little bit more on, than.
So this would have been an episode to have Angelica on because
she loves
sharks. She's the shark.
She's a
queen.
Shark freak.
Yeah. That's her thing.
Yeah. She has a shark tattoo.
She's a shark fetish.
She has a shark fetish. Probably the best way to. So let's ask the ultimate question. Okay. This is the biggest question of the evening. Did this meet your expectations, Steve?
It did. It exceeded them in almost every respect. I think there was only one
Sharknado little moment.
No, well, besides where the CGI dipped, and I text Bob, I think, given the crunch of the amount of work that they had to do visually on this, given the time crunch to do it in, my gut tells me they probably, offshored or outsourced some of the rendering or some of the work. It would make sense. I can't imagine they could do all of that in-house. And so there was a little bit of a delta there, I think, in quality. Or it could have just been, time versus money. Like,
right.
Let's just cut some corners kind of thing. And there was really only one scene, and I can't remember it off the top of my head, where it just, of the show as a whole, not shark-related, where it didn't meet my expectations. But everything related to King Shark and Grodd and the plot exceeded it. Like, I could not have been more pleased with how it turned out.
Now, as being super huge dorks when it comes to comic books, how excited did you guys get when Grodd had the headpiece on that was basically the same thing that he wears a lot of times in the comic books? The kind of.
You know what I thought was weird about that is because they made a statement that he can't control animals and that's why the shark is immune. And I was like, doesn't he control a whole herd of gorillas?
Right. I wonder if it's yes.
That could be a stronger thing that we see in the future. I just was confused there. Well, I swore we saw him control gorillas already once.
Yes, because when he was on
Gorilla Island.
So I think my headcanon for that, and this is, of course, everyone has their own thoughts. My headcanon for that was that because King Shark is an aquatic, is an animal, a water animal, maybe that there's some kind of
like a different Pokemon.
He's a water Pokemon. So he didn't have the right mana to cast him. So that's probably why.
Jesus Christ.
No, I feel like because he's not a land mammal, like maybe that's probably why they didn't have the same wavelength. That's kind of like what I thought in my head.
Okay.
So I could go with that. That if they explain it that way, that would make sense to me. Why he can still control, you know, or control gorillas or you know, any type of ape. That would make sense. Same thing with humans. You know, if, let's not get into the evolution talk here.
I was going to say, wait, what?
But no, I think that's – but I thought it was cool that they gave him kind of the, that dampener thing or whatever the hell they called it.
To dumb him down.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it looked like – the, like what he wears in the comic books to make him like, you know, not that he needs to be super smart, but he is. Mm-hmm. They essentially too, they shelved him. They shelved Grodd. I mean, they put him away, which is smart. I mean, when
you just put him down?
Why though?
He's a danger.
Yeah, but
for Grodd?
Yeah.
100%.
Put him down, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't need Donkey Kong.
Yeah. Or Rampage, even worse.
Yeah. Are we talking about the
Is
movies?
The Rock showing up?
Yeah.
So obviously you can't put down one of the top five Flash villains. You can't, right?
You can. You put a barrel to the back of his head. And
that's aggressive.
Or fine, you can put him to sleep.
And then he shows up in the Flash Museum as a carpet.
He's a rug. Stupid.
Sold.
Also, just now that you said Flash Museum, did you guys find it funny that Nora said that the Flash Museum got a lot wrong?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, really? You think?
Because you kept screwing things up, lady.
Well, okay. One, we all live in the country that like basically ran off a bunch of people and we wrote the history of it.
True.
And so we're not putting that in a museum. We're going to put the good stuff
right
the way we want it. That's, you know, history is written by winners.
Yep.
That's very true.
Yeah,
oh, that is so true.
That is the unfortunate situation there of like reality when it comes to books and things. It's whoever puts it together is going to be the one that's like, this is the greatest thing ever. I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, why are the Jacksons defending their brother? Because that's the cash cow. What did a documentary say? He fucked kids.
In plain black and white, is that what they said, Bob? That was the subtitle?
Yeah, so it actually made it real quick for a documentary.
You don't have to watch
it. What do you have to say? He fucked kids. All right, cool.
All right, okay.
And then, you know, Jermaine and all them come out and be like, no, because he made $1 billion or whatever last year.
So it's Leaving Neverland, and then you click on it, and the description just says he fucked kids.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
It's subtitled.
Okay, I got it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just put him down to get back on it.
Michael
just,
Jackson or
he's already dead.
Oh. No, I would just put Grodd down. There's no reason to keep him. Even if you wanted to do science on him, why?
Look, dude, you're not gonna put down again. You're not putting down one of the top five.
No, I understand that. Just in reality, it makes sense.
Right. In reality, fuck yeah. I put a double barrel to his head and end it. But
I mean, that those tigers that grab like the Japanese lady that got out of her car at a safari, they put down because
they had the taste for blood.
You know?
Well, the president's son pays to go overseas.
Harambe basically is
Harambe's. Yeah.
Poor Harambe. Rest in peace. You know, I just. They had to shelve the character, right? I mean, I feel like they had to do it. He's going to show up in the future. He's going to be a future storyline. It just makes sense.
He got his ass whooped.
He did get his ass beat,
like,
dude.
Like when he lifted up his, when King Shark lifted up his head to pull that thing off to put it back on his own head, Grodd's jowls were so loosey goosey. He looked like he got knocked out by Tyson. Like his face was just mush.
Well, I mean, there was a size differential, and in fighting, you're supposed to go against somebody your own size. I mean,
so you're saying
fair.
You're saying the weight class was
yeah.
Was
I mean,
out
weight
of
class
line.
Is
no,
everything.
Was the weight class everything in this one? Gorillas are pretty fucking strong.
So I do want to say that because I did mention to Nicole when we were watching. I was like, man, look how much bigger King Shark is to Grodd, but then. You know, you think about a gorilla.
Gorillas are fucking strong, dude.
Their strength relative to their size is just bananas.
Right. Oh, my God.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Is this going to be what this episode is? Just
it is.
Gorilla puns.
Yeah. Fuck. I think we're obviously going to get, obviously he's coming back at some point, but I think he's going to be even more powerful. And I, at this point,
than you can possibly imagine.
God. Jesus.
You keep setting him up, I'll keep tossing him back.
Anyways, I feel like, you know, but how long do we wait to see him again? Like, that, I guess that's the biggest thing. How long, when was the last time we saw Grodd?
It's been at least two seasons, right?
I don't remember.
Hold on, let me, I can look up David's IMDb and see how long it's been since he's been on the show.
Yeah, because I feel like it's been a while, and they've done a good job, obviously, of saving the pennies, like we talked about, to have him come back. So I'm curious how long we wait to see him again. Obviously, too, with the news about Arrow and everything, do you have a bunch of time to bring his character back?
His two-part was in 2017, so he hasn't been on in
two years. So two seasons, technically.
And it's been every 2 years.
So
it is the, wow, the thing. He was in 2015, 2017, 2019.
Interesting. Interesting.
So there you go.
I just figured,
so we'll,
I'd
see you in 2021.
Yeah, I just figured I'd ask because I, you know, I like when Grodd shows up. It's, again, it's an under, you know, one of the top five Flash bad guys. So it's cool to see, but obviously it takes a lot out of them and a lot of money to bring him back. So, you know, we'll see. But all right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Metahuman Cure and a few other things. Oh, and also Papa Joe. But first, quick break.
This is Star Wars from the Butter Tank Exclusive.
That's operational.
Can you believe that?
God, and we still haven't gotten a trailer yet.
I know, and the whole world is echoing your sentiments. Everybody wants that trailer. Everybody wants to know when it's going to happen. When's it going to happen?
Everyone needs a release, Disney.
I know, but like I said a couple weeks back, Dave, I have a feeling they're doing this on purpose. They're making us want it. Like, hey, you cheated on me. You talk shit about me behind my back. Now I'm going to make you want this pussy before I give it back.
Oh my God.
I'm going to make you. Dude, Kathleen Kennedy knows how to work it. Come on. She's a woman. She knows how to make men want things. I like feeling special,
Dave. It's the ultimate ball tease from Kathleen Kennedy.
Yeah, speaking of that, can I hit on Kathleen Kennedy? Is she going to be at Star Wars Celebration? I'm going to be like, Kathleen Kennedy, I like the way you work it. I like how you do business. Come here, girl.
I just dropped to my knees.
Oh. Hey, listen, if that was my way to the top in the Hollywood business, I'd do it. I don't know what the big deal is. Why are people complaining? Hashtag me too. I want to do it.
For an excitingly good time. Also, if you've missed our last show, you can also find us on your Stitcher app. Search Back to Tank. That is to your favorites. Thank you, and we will see you very soon.
All right, guys, we are back. We're going to talk about the Metahuman Cure. You know, obviously, we've had a couple episodes since Cisco.
Every episode, he seems to just finish the cure.
Yeah, it's like, oh, the cure's done. I was like, wasn't it done? I was going to ask about that.
It's been done three times now.
Yeah, okay, because he walks in and he's like, it's done, and he's got it in the vial, and I'm like, wait, didn't you already fucking finish it?
Well, and was it Sherlock that called him out on it? Or,
yeah, but there's
waiting,
a but.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm confused. I guess, okay, so I wasn't the only one that was confused about that, right? Because it's been done a couple times.
Yeah,
definitely okay. Been done a couple times.
Okay, I was just like, huh? Let me ask you guys this, because I want to get your feedback on this. So obviously we see them finish the cure, and of course King Shark is the first person they think of, obviously to use this on, because he's so fucking, you know, that's a pretty extreme when it comes to metahumans, right? So he gives the cure to King Shark on the fact that he's about to bite fucking Cisco's head off, right?
And he looked that way.
And he didn't give him a chance to ask him about the cure if he wanted to take it. What is your guys' stance on this? Because I know that if my friends, any of you guys were in trouble and I met a human cured someone to save your life, I would feel like you guys would be grateful for the fact that you didn't get your head bitten off by a great white shark. So, but I also see the other side of not using it as a weapon, what they agreed on. So I guess I would ask you guys, what is your feeling on that? Do you feel like that Cisco and Caitlin were right, or was Barry right?
Well, Caitlin's the only doctor in the room, and so she's the only one that's sworn a Hippocratic oath. So, and Cisco just wants to do what he feels is right, and Barry just did what was necessary. So,
Was that an answer?
That wasn't an answer. That was a con.
No, I'll allow it. I think he did the right thing.
Okay.
I think.
You're on con quote status right there.
Jesus.
No, I'm just trying to rationalize like where they're at, right? Because Cisco, I understand why he didn't want to force it upon anyone. I get that.
But they've seen the flip flop everybody.
Yeah. Right.
A couple times now.
Right. And so Barry did what needed to be done in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, and you know what happened when Cisco gets his head bitten off? Everybody's looking at him like, "Yeah, just held on to that shit."
Right.
See, that's what I thought too. Like, if Cisco gets killed there, right?
Justifiable homicide is a real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Self defense.
It wouldn't have mattered. I mean, even if he would have bit his head off, Barry would have just ran backwards real quick and quack.
What is this, Mighty Ducks? Quack, 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 Mr. Ducksworth. Quack, quack.
He would just ran backwards in time and something else would have messed up. So
I guess I can understand both.
It would have been King Hammerhead.
I would love to see that.
I think I can see both sides because I think about the cure wise as like you think about X-Men, right? And they had the cure for the mutant gene and using that as a weapon. You know, some people don't want to. They don't want it.
It's going to be a weapon now, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How do you tell Argus?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. 100%. Yes.
Yeah. Like, wait, why are we putting these people in this prison? Think of it budgetary-wise. You have to make all these metahuman prisons.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, we're just going to get that cure. We're going to stab them, and we're just going to put them in normal prisons.
Well, it depends on it. Are those prisons government ran, or are they for profit?
Well, you know, they're for profit if
there you go.
Real world.
Yeah, exactly my point. So maybe they want all the prisons in the world.
I guess I could just – I see both sides. If it were me, obviously, I would have made the same choice as Barry. But I just feel like it – you never know, especially to like
– you guys just went through 52 deaths. With Cicada.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, now the flip side of that is all he really had, going back to the whole shark upside down thing, he could have probably just ran really fast and bashed him on the nose. That tends to chill him out for a minute.
Is there a dolphin man that can come save him too and hit him in the gills and the side?
I just like this.
you ever hear the joke?
It's like, yeah, you could punch a shark in the nose and poke him in the eye with your bloody stump as he fucking bites you.
Yeah. Because you're going to have the wherewithal after a shark bites your arm off to stab him in the eye.
Maybe.
You try to punch him in the nose, he bites your hand off.
Yeah. Punch him in the nose or punch him in the gills or, I don't know, call Aquaman.
Oh, my God. I should have known that this episode was going to be all aquatic fucking jokes and bananas.
It really does seem like Aquaman was missing here.
Yeah. All you had to do was give him a call and he could have popped his head out of the water.
On his shell phone.
Oh my God.
Okay, that was my first one.
That's Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy, dude.
What?
I feel like.
Did you not get a SpongeBob reference?
I that was not my thing, unfortunately.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Sad.
I missed that whole era.
It's not an era.
It's not an era. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
It's still going on.
Yeah.
I feel like I was past a certain age when that show.
Bob,
aired.
Have you watched SpongeBob?
Yes.
Okay.
He has a kid.
That was before a kid.
Yeah.
It's also like a stoner thing.
I missed it. I guess you missed it.
That's crazy to me.
I also missed Rocco's Modern Life. Go figure.
Jesus Christ. We could have a whole show about that. Anyways, I think for me with this whole situation with Caitlin and Cisco being upset, I can understand their side and I get that. But at the end of the day, Barry made the tough call and I feel reversed. I feel like Cisco would have done the same thing.
Do you think that Barry would have done it 3 or 4 episodes ago before he had that moment of like, because you just said it, like he did what needed to be done. But a few episodes back, before they went into the underground, he had a much different perspective about things, which is kind of ironic given all the shit he's gone through over the last several years.
At some point, you got to be hardened, right?
Yeah, and that moment of going underground, that's where we saw a little bit of a pivot in how he views things. So do you think that would have changed, or he wouldn't have gone this route had that not have happened?
I think so. I think his mindset was different then. His mindset now is, it's kind of like traditional Barry. He's not as goofy and fun loving as like season one or season two.
But he's hardened.
He's hardened, but we still see pardon my pun, flashes of, you know, fun loving Barry. So I feel like this is a more mature Flash that we have now.
That's
And I think that's probably the best way to describe this Barry that we have, is he's more matured. He's been the Flash for a while now, so he understands making the tough calls. So I don't know, man. I think, you know, the older Barry, or the from seasons ago, I feel like he might not have made this choice, but we don't know. We don't know. The real question here, though, is obviously they're going to offer Cicada the freaking cure. Dude, he's not taking it, right?
Yeah. How are you going to just walk up to
him?
Excuse
me. I have this cure, and it'll help heal that thing on your chest. And you won't be a metahuman anymore.
Yeah, I don't think he gives a shit about that thing in his chest.
He's got a cure for metahuman too. It's that dagger.
Yeah, I was gonna say, as soon as you open your mouth to ask he's gonna stab you in the throat with that dagger.
Yeah,
he does not care.
It seemed the most ridiculous thing that they've brought up. We're gonna ask.
Yeah, you're gonna ask him. No, this is one case where
you just stab him.
Just stab him with it. Like,
I call parlay.
Hello, puppet. I just don't. I don't understand the thought process on this. I guess this one really makes no sense to me, because it's like with King Shark, he doesn't know what he's doing half the time, right? And then with Gorilla Grodd, again, not really technically a metahuman, right? Like,
but he's a meta something.
Technically,
He's a meta ape.
So,
I mean, it's evolution.
Right.
I just feel like with Cicada, he is the bad guy, right? You don't offer, you just do. I don't see.
He's already killed people.
Yeah, he's a bad guy. He's clearly a bad guy.
You offer it to people that haven't done anything wrong. You're a criminal. You get the cure.
So what you're saying is, the line that we have to draw is, if you are a metahuman and you haven't done anything bad, you get an offer, an opportunity. You get a choice. But if you've so much as jaywalked, we're going to stab you.
Oh, of course there's going to be an escalation process, Steve.
There's an escalation process.
I'm not talking about like, oh my God, you owe 37 cents at the book, at the library for past due books. You're no meta. we're not to that point in life, but you know, there is like a hardened criminal type thing, you know, maybe not so much white collar crimes unless you're scamming people with your mind control.
If Weather Wizard walked in, he's getting stabbed. That's basically what he's saying. Oh, Mirror Master.
Okay.
Right?
I'm going to put him on a threat level.
That's a good one.
What is your meta power?
Like DEFCON 5?
Yeah, it's just like, what can you do? Well, I can control the weather. Well, fuck you. You can fuck up everybody. You're getting stabbed. What can you do? Well, I move slow like a snail. That sucks for you. You get a choice. Do you want to be slow as a snail still?
What about Lady Luck? Isn't that her name?
Yeah. But again, that goes along with that would end up being like a white collar thing that could be kind of like a felony. Where she could use that to get against people, and we saw her use it.
Doesn't matter. She's dead, so.
Well, I'm just...
I know.
I'm just trying to get a gauge here of Bob's scale. You know,
right,
I had my scale, and now he has his.
Reverse Flash.
Stabbed.
But right, though? Like, there's certain things that just going to get stabbed for.
Yeah.
You're going to get put into prison, and it's going to be like, I'm going to just have something to fill out, and you're going to be like, oh, it just looks like you weren't vaccinated for chicken pox.
Stupid, you fucking.
And then I'm fucking stabbing him.
Wait, your mom didn't vaccinate you as a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, weird. So you're getting...
Oh, your mom's Jenny McCarthy. Vaccinated.
Wow.
I don't want to know measles, mumps, or your fucking meta power.
Oh.
So, in my prison.
So as far as Bob's concerned, anybody gets checked into prison, their last name's McCarthy, you just assume that
you stab him.
Stabbed.
She's
Jenny McCarthy, Melissa McCarthy.
Oh my God.
Paul McCartney. Oh, different.
Oh,
General
my
McCarthy.
God. Oh my God.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I ran out of McCarthy.
I know. Yeah, you were trying
Andrew
to
McCarthy. Isn't that a guy?
Yeah, that's a guy.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure there's an Andrew McCarthy.
Yeah, he's an
somewhere.
Actor.
Oh, I don't know. Anyways, let's talk about the last thing we're going to talk about is Papa Joe. He's back.
Did he, there was a moment there where he was talking where either he was having a stroke or his face was full of Skittles, like while he was talking.
It's like Ryan in the early shows.
That's fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there was a point there where maybe I need to go back and watch it again, but when he was talking to Iris, he just, I don't know. He was a little face puffy and his words weren't coming out right. I don't know.
Yeah, cut the guy some slack, dude.
Oh, I know. He was in Tibet.
Yeah. You know? Cut him some slack, bro.
Okay.
I did like how they explained that Wally's never coming back. That was cute.
Yeah.
He's in a really good place and he's very centered and he feels like he's where he needs to be. Oh, okay. So he's never coming back.
Never coming back.
I am happy that he is back. You know, he immediately goes right back to being Papa Joe right off the rip and is giving Iris, you know, the much needed talking to about, you know, her writing and just everything that, you know, he's missed since he's been gone. How long has he been gone now? 5 weeks? 6 weeks?
He hasn't been here most of the season.
Yeah.
It's 6 years in Tibet, I thought.
That's not... Oh, Steve. 7 years in Tibet, and that's a Brad Pitt movie.
Well, he
doesn't look
short.
Like Brad Pitt.
It was a prequel.
The first 6 years were with Papa Joe.
Oh, gotcha. Jesus.
Sucks to get recasted.
they're like, yeah, we got to get diversity in this movie. Sad Papa Joe.
They recast Brad Pitt.
Recast Brad Pitt, yeah. You're too white. We need another character. I am glad that he's back, though. I think we've been missing, you know, his
warmth. He brings a warmth to the show.
He really does, man. He really does. He brings in a warmth and he brings in the wise, you know,
dad.
The dad. He really does. He brings the dad in.
Yeah.
But like not like the weird like millennial daddy thing, like legit like dad. You know, you need to Google that.
I don't know what I don't even want to look up millennial daddy. Not happening. Not happening.
Well, don't worry. I'm on the studio computer.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't do that on this computer.
It's become a thing. Anyways, I am glad he's back. We've missed him. I think he brings back the wiseness that the team needs. Obviously, in this episode, he's kind of stuck at home. But I think that with going forward with the rest of the season, it's kind of...
You think he won't be sitting anymore? Because all the scenes were him sitting.
His knees. He wouldn't be back if his knee wasn't ready to go, I feel like. Right? I don't know.
Never know.
I hope not. That would suck.
I mean, I guess it's good he didn't come back in a wheelchair.
That's very true. That's very true. He came back. He was walking around. So I'm just happy he's back, I think, you know, going forward.
Although, you know, they could have said while he was in Tibet, he fell down, you know, like a monk... a monastery. No, like a monastery.
Those monk shoes have no grip and it was raining.
Yeah, and I slipped down 14 flights of stairs.
Oh my God. Monk shoes.
And all I got was this lousy wheelchair.
Oh my Lord.
I went to the vet and I was like, this is limp.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, let's talk about our final thoughts of the episode. Steve, go first because this was your episode.
I really, really enjoyed it. I didn't think I would get it. The little bit of the love backdrop there between the doctor and King Shark was a little weird because I wasn't sure if that was, I didn't catch whether or not she was in love with him pre-Shark or if she fell in love with him post-Shark.
Because he's Earth 2, she fell in love with Earth 1.
Gotcha.
That's okay. Why him and Sherlock were, gotcha. Her and Sherlock were so kind of combined at the hip.
Okay. So, you know, overall, I really enjoyed it. The only scene that really, for me, kind of took some wind out of my sails, if only for a split minute, was when they were all talking about the cure and how they were going to administer it or get into, like, there was this whole roundtable discussion there between all the characters, and there was so much exposition and over-explanation, and I was like, why? This is all unnecessary. But other than that, everything else, just awesome. I just wish that it wouldn't be so long before we got such extravagant stories or episodes. But again, I understand budgetary-wise. we can't have this every single week. But holy hell, I'm glad they saved up and did it, because it was something. It was something else.
You know, man, I agree. I think this was, again, I think we talked about probably one of the top five most expensive episodes. It has to be.
It's probably the most expensive episode they've ever done.
Yeah. For Flash. Outside of maybe the crossovers. Yeah. Where
right. Those, I don't think those count. But, like, this is just, it was something else. And I like you said, I think they did a wonderful job with what they had and the characters that they had. And the episode was just a really good episode. Hands down. Like, it really was. So for me, I truly enjoyed this. I had a great time watching it. It was one of those ones where it was like, I never felt like I was going to check my phone or anything like that. I was really into the episode. So, which is always nowadays a telltale, like, is this a good episode or not? So,
And you know, now that you say, like, some of the episodes we've had recently have felt fillerish.
Right.
If you look at it, this kind of was a filler episode.
But when it's fun, it's not that big of a deal.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And it, even though it was a filler, it still moved the story forward in terms of the cure and them testing it and validating that it does what it needs to do. But it was such a great filler episode, like, that it doesn't feel like a filler.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. Bobby?
No, I mean, it was just fun. I mean, that's all I can really say about it. There was nothing really wrong with it, but it's not it was a glorified filler, but I find nothing wrong with it when they do it right. So
yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we didn't see Cicada. We didn't need to see Cicada.
He didn't need to be there.
We didn't see Reverse Flash. We didn't see anything. And again, it's just weird that for me, if you think about the episodes, going back, they've buried Barry so much this season.
Yeah,
they really
where
have.
They've muted him. They've put him in prison. He was basically paralyzed most of this episode. It's like a weird thing that they're doing this year.
Yeah, it is very weird.
And we didn't see Dibney.
No, Ralph at all.
No Ralph at all.
So
weird.
Yeah.
Well, with that, guys, that's going to do it for DC on CW Flash Edition. Remember, you can always catch any past and future DC on CW episodes through DCOnCW.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at DCOnCW, Facebook.com/DCOnCW, and Instagram, DC_on_CW. With that, guys, we will see you.
People want cuddles.